Redakcja Dziennika Związkowego w Radiu 103.1 FM.
Nie ma domu, nie ma życia. Taką zasadą według skarbnik powiatu Cook Marii Papas kierują się pochodzący z Polski właściciele domów w Chicago i na przedmieściach. Spośród 1,5 miliona podatników około 200 tysięcy stanowią Polacy, szacuje skarbnik. Maria Papas zarządza biurem, które pobiera podatek od nieruchomości, nadzoruje jego dystrybucję do samorządów, a ponadto wypłaca zwroty podatkowe. Podczas wizyty w siedzibie Polish National Alliance poinformowała o kolejnych działaniach biura skarbnika powiatu Cook skierowanych do właścicieli nieruchomości pochodzących z Polski.
If you own properties and you pay tax bill, you know my guest very well. Maria Papas, Cook County Treasurer, welcome to Dziennik Związkowy and WPNA Polish-American Mix.
It's always good to be here. I started my career here 30 years ago when Ed Moskal was here. He was the first person that I came to visit in the entire county of Cook when I said I was going to run
for office.
So
you visited Polish National Alliance building many times.
Before I talked to any politician, before I did anything, I came to PNA to see Ed Moskal.
You visited also a Polish museum in America. You have this wonderful speech about Pulaski, about Polish community. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I love going to the Polish Museum on Pulaski Day. And every year I give the best speech. Nobody wants to be before me and nobody wants to be after me.
Yeah, but this year was really different, I guess.
Powerful.
Yeah, powerful. It powerful was words.
Yeah.
And you've been talking a lot about faith.
Faith and religion, because everyone, when they talk about Pulaski, they never mention the most important thing, which was his religious convictions and that he was Roman Catholic. That's very important because as he went into battle and when he left Poland, he would have been persecuted because he was Roman Catholic. So he made his journey here and it's his faith that took him into the battle.
Pulaski, podobnie jak wielu Polaków, opuścił kraj i wyemigrował tutaj, do Stanów Zjednoczonych. Podobne są losy pani rodziny. Proszę nam o nich opowiedzieć.
Ethnic American that grows up speaking a language other than English, it's impossible not to have your feet in the country of the language.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. So I grew up speaking Greek. So it's impossible not to be in Greece. Because you think in the language that you were raised. That's how you think.
Mm-hmm.
That in America, you need an identity. And if you don't have an identity rooted in philosophy, culture, religion, art, music, all which flourish in Poland. I mean, Poland has given us the greatest of composers, okay? If you don't have that, you don't know who you are. And, you know, I'm a pretty strong character. I mean, I'm very clear about who I am, and I am a Greek American. So when I go into your community and I see kids going to Polish school and I see kids in dance troupes and I see kids reciting poems and I see kids singing in choirs, it's not much different from how I grew up because I went to Greek school 7 days a week and I was dressed in Greek costume on Greek holidays. I understand the value of me, the kid, being in church every Sunday. There wasn't a question about whether or not we would do something. It was expected. You were expected as an ethnic American to be who you were. So that was Polish, Greek, Yugoslavian, Lithuanian, whatever it was expected of you by your parents. So it was expected that you would marry a Greek. Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Then. I don't know about now, but then it was expected. And it was expected that you would speak the languages. It was expected that you would visit the homeland. It was expected that you would cherish the traditions. It was expected that you would eat certain meals. It was expected that you would celebrate certain holidays. So there's a great parallel between those things occurring in the Polish community and what occurred in our community. So you had Pulaski Day. You know, Thursday is Greek Independence Day. It's the 200th year celebration of Greek independence. So it's a big holiday. Everything's blue and white,
yeah,
you know? So, but
it is.
Like in Pulaski, I mean, so it's red and white. But there's some, here's how you know if somebody's an ethnic American. If I go to the Polish Museum and they sing the Polish national anthem, the house comes down. Mm-hmm. When they sing the American national anthem, it's not as loud. If I go to a Greek event and they sing the Greek national anthem, the room falls apart. They sing the American national anthem, it's kind of quiet. So it's this sense, it is a sense of pride about who you really are. And this is Chicago. So in Chicago, there are 127 spoken languages. There's 127 spoken languages. So if you ask someone in Chicago where they're from, they're going to answer two ways. They're going to tell you, I'm from the suburbs, I'm from the north side, I'm from the south side. Or if you say, where are they from? They're going to say, I'm from Poland, I'm from Greece, I'm from Italy.
And
they answer by geographic region and they answer by ethnic background. So the Polish, like the Greeks, when you say to the Polish, where are you from? They say, I'm from Warsaw, I'm from Zakopane. And if you ask the Greeks, where are you from? They say, I'm from Athens, I'm from Crete. So I understand that. I understand that within Poland, the people from Warsaw are just as proud as the people from Tarnów or Zakopane.
Is your family from Athens or
No. My family's from Crete. And so the Cretans think they're special, you know?
Wśród właścicieli nieruchomości w Chicago i na przedmieściach powiatu Cook liczną grupę stanowią Polacy i Amerykanie polskiego pochodzenia. Czy może pani oszacować ich liczbę?
Let's start with house ownership. There are more Polish-owned homes in Cook County than any other ethnic group. So why is that? Because I think the Polish think, no house, no life. They have to have bricks. They have to have something to keep the family in. Something to keep the family together. So it's house ownership. You see mothers and fathers working two or three jobs to have a house and then to buy another apartment building so that they can rent it. So their identity is connected to home ownership.
Bez względu, jakie jest pochodzenie etniczne właścicieli nieruchomości, nikt z nich nie lubi płacić ciągle wzrastających podatków. Dlaczego są one tak wysokie?
So what's happened in Cook County? And if you go to cookcountytreasurer.com, there are a series of studies. There is a study about the 20-year property taxes. There's a study about the top 50. Mm-hmm. There's a study about the scavenger sale. And there's a study about debt. The very first study that I did was about debt, because debt is what the government owes. Debt is what the government owes. So what the government owes affects how high the property taxes go. So it is unfortunate, but fact of the matter is that the combined debt in the city of Chicago and the suburbs is about $140 billion.
Yeah, this is a lot.
It's a lot. The city of Chicago, let's say it has 3 million people because people are moving out. And the debt of the city of Chicago is $87 billion. If there's 3 million people in the city and you divide 3 million into 87 billion, you're going to get a figure. That's how much you owe in addition to whatever you're paying in property taxes, because the debt has to be paid off. And what's happened in the city of Chicago is that there's no place else to go to raise the money, because they've gone as far as they could on hotel tax, electric tax, sales tax, phone tax, use tax, licensing tax, barber taxes, real estate taxes, what we call user fees, okay? So the city now says, how am I going to pay off the debt? So the debt, in the Pappas study on cookcountytreasurer.com, there is a debt study, and it will show you that in the city of Chicago, there are 33,000 current employees working, and there's 46,000 people on pension. Fewer people paying into it than are taking at the other end. So there was a recent raise in the last budget. The mayor raised property taxes in Chicago, and she said, I'm going to raise it for the next 3 years based upon the consumer index. So if nothing else happens, if no bridges are built, if no schools are built, if no sewers are fixed, if the lakefront, which is, you know, getting hit by waves, isn't fixed, if nothing else is fixed, you have to give the money to the 44,000 pensioners by law. There was a Supreme Court case where they tried to change it, and the Supreme Court ruled that the pensioners must be paid. So last year, in the city budget, $1 billion was allotted for pensions on property taxes. So think about this. Now think about this and think about this seriously. On your bill, I list on your bill exactly how much each government owes. Exactly how much each government owes. So here's an example. This is 2020. This is a first installment bill, which means that this was the March bill. So if you lived in the city of Chicago, on the left-hand side of your bill, you would pay the following governments. In the suburbs, same thing, other governments. Metropolitan Water Reclamation, Park District, Board of Ed, Community Colleges, City of Chicago, Forest Preserve, and County of Cook. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 different governments.
Czy uważa pani, że w związku ze wzrostem stawki podatku właściciele nieruchomości uważniej przyglądają się rachunkom wysyłanym właśnie przez pani biuro?
Do you think that people actually read and study bills?
Well, they're starting to.
Okay.
Because we've got 1.2 million people that came to my website last month. And it's in Polish. So they're starting to come so they can understand this. And look what they find out when they get there. They're going to see that the city of Chicago is underfunded on their pension by $32 billion. The Board of Ed, $16 billion. The county, $13 billion. The Park District, $1 billion. And Metro Reclamation District, $1 billion. So people are saying, when people say to me, why did my taxes go up? That's why I put this on the bill. I put this on the bill so that they can see it.
You are like messenger, right?
I'm the messenger, man.
You are
the
messenger.
Telling the truth.
You just... Okay, so
now,
are you talking about the same study that the conclusion was really optimistic, I think, for us? If we're going to vote, we can change something, which I think people don't believe, that actually their voice is counted.
Yeah. This is voting statistics in Cook County. So it's you're either in Chicago with the 50 wards or in the suburbs, 126 municipalities. 28% of the people in the city of Chicago on average vote. That means 75% never register, never vote. Suburbs, same thing. Almost 75% of the people in the suburbs and the city don't register and don't vote. So these are the same people who are complaining about the property taxes going up, but they don't go to the ballot box to make a change in what it is that they want to have voiced. Okay? So if you keep electing people who raise these taxes and you don't take responsibility for who you put in office, you really can't complain. There's nothing to complain about. And the Polish and the Greeks are very guilty. They just don't vote. I'm telling you, I know that they don't vote. Why don't they vote? Because they think it doesn't make any difference. Let me say this. I say, if you don't vote, don't complain. Why are you complaining? You must take some responsibility as a citizen to exercise this right, and it's an important right, and you need...
Wysokie podatki od nieruchomości to już nie tylko problem samego Chicago, ale także przedmieść.
And I'm picking suburbs where I think a lot of Polish people live. So, Lamont has gone up 157%. Bartlett, 149%. Glenview, 145%. I'm giving you these because I know that many Polish people live in these suburbs. River Grove, 118%. Chicago, 115%. So you see Lamont and Bartlett and Glenview are higher than the city. They're higher than the city. Why? Because in those suburbs, the cost of schooling is higher.
Właściciele nieruchomości mają w tym roku więcej czasu na uregulowanie rachunków podatkowych. Dokładnie do kiedy?
The due date was March 3rd. That was when people were supposed to pay, was March 3rd. We, the county board, extended that date to May 3rd because people need extra time to pay. So we know that 166,000 people are taking advantage of that program. We know because we've run the numbers. 166,000 people are going to come in and pay on May 3rd. We know that. We also know that even after May 3rd, 200,000 more aren't going to pay. They just never pay on time. There's always 200,000 people, commercial property, vacant property, residences, hospitals, Sears Tower, water tower, everything.
Zarządzane przez panią biuro nie tylko pobiera pieniądze od podatników, ale także pomaga im zaoszczędzić poprzez korzystanie z przysługujących im ulg.
We created CookCountyTreasure.com because especially in the Polish community, so this is important now. In Poland, you just pay your taxes, right? Your property taxes, right?
Of course,
you get a bill and you pay, right? Here, you get a bill, but on the bill, there's information that's invaluable to you. And so what is that information? If you read the bill, if you read the bill will tell you whether or not you got an exemption. And here it is. It's on the yellow bill, and it's always in August. So at the bottom, on the bottom left-hand corner, it says tax calculator. So here is a person who did not get a homeowner's exemption, did not get a senior exemption, and did not get a senior freeze. This is a homeowner. Okay, we don't know if there's a senior, if they're a senior or not, because they never applied for it. But this person, if they're living in this home for more than a year, they're entitled to $500 a year off their bill. My website will tell you whether or not you got the exemption. We are changing our format and way in which we are transmitting the information in Polish to the Polish community. We have a Polish website. We have a Polish phone system. But we created a brochure that makes it so simple in Polish that anybody from their iPhone, their iPad, or their computer can go put in their address. You put in the address and a picture of the house is going to show up. You scroll down and it's going to tell you if you got these exemptions. So in 3 weeks, we're going to come back here. We're going to invite all the leaders of the community. We're going to invite all the Polish media, all the Polish radios, televisions, whatever it is that you guys communicate through. And we are going to unveil a new way of communicating in the Polish community. It's very hard in the Polish community because the Polish people work and they work. And when they finish with work, they go to another job. And when they finish with that job, they go to another job. So they have like blinders on. It's work, 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 work. So, and then pay the bill and then work, 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 and pay the bill. So it doesn't occur to them that they can reduce their own bill. So we're educating people not just about overpayments, double payments, but also exemptions. So it's $79 million going back 20 years on overpayments and $48 million last 4 years on exemptions. And I'm not going to talk about disabled exemptions today.
I didn't know
because
that,
it's a whole other thing.
Conversation about taxes could be so interesting. But there
That's why it's interesting. I'm so much fun to be around.
I want to hear something about Maria Papa's future.
Czy na koniec możemy jeszcze porozmawiać o przyszłości politycznej Marii Papas? Jakie są pani plany?
You know what? I gotta tell you. I'm 72 years old. I'm the wealthiest person I know. Seriously. I know I've got a database of hundreds of thousands of people. If I put everybody together, nobody has what I have. I have had the benefit of meeting everybody from every different nationality. I've been in 52 countries. I started my life in a very impoverished area of Wheeling, West Virginia. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. I came to Chicago in 1972 with $500 in my pocket. I didn't even know where Michigan Avenue was. I didn't know anything. I just knew that I was coming here to study. I'm the only one that ever left West Virginia. Everybody's still there, except for me. My high school graduation class had 88 people in it. All the kids are still there, and I go and visit them. So I'm rooted in a very impoverished coal mining, steel mining area of the country. And I came to Chicago, and I was never a political insider. But I had the benefit of studying psychology. You know, my first 10 years, I was a psychologist. And I taught in 8 different countries. And then I went on to become a lawyer, and I was a lawyer for 10 years. And then the people that I was a psychologist to followed me to my law practice. And then all of those people voted for me when I ran for commissioner, and then ran, you know, when I went on to become the treasurer. And I've been, when I say I'm the richest, I am. I mean, I've taught psychology in 8 countries. I've taught many foreign governments how to set up their financial systems. I have been to every Pulaski Day going back 30 years. I have really wonderful, amazing friends in the community. But I can say this about
You've been talking about your wonderful past, but I want to know about future. What's going to be a political future?
Trying to get me to run for mayor.
I know, but I heard one radio interview, and you said...
I know what the polls say. I know the polls say how favorable my ratings are. And I know all that. But you have to, in this life, follow your soul. It's like what I was saying on Pulaski Day. You have to find your God. And I have found mine. When you are happy with who you are, that's who you are. You don't spend your life climbing to higher ground to find higher ground and to find higher ground. You don't always say, I'm not happy because I want this and I want more. There comes a point in your life, and I'm there, where this whole pandemic, I'm probably one of the happiest people I know, because I don't like Chicago right now. I don't like what's going on in Chicago right now, but I've decided that what I like are the people in Chicago. So I bring them over to dinner.
So today it's not going to be any big announcement about your political future. Everybody is asking.
I'll turn the radio off. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Bardzo dziękuję za możliwość zadania pani tych pytań. Dziękujemy za kolejną wizytę i za rozmowę.
Na łączach Dziennik Związkowy.